AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Two more victims of last Thursday morning's 12-story condo collapse in South Florida were found today, bringing the total to 11. Fire Chief Alan Comiskey tells WPLG that the victims so far have been found in various areas of the tall pile of rubble.
The victims that we've located, it's all been throughout, so it's not in one specific isolated area.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava, also on WPLG, says the families of the now 150 or so people still missing are going through a range of emotions as they wait for word of their loved ones.
Coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive, and still hope against hope that they will.
President Biden ordered airstrikes on locations manned by Iranian-backed militia along the eastern border area of Iraq and Syria. AP Sagar Magani reports the militia fired rockets at U.S. troops today.
President Biden says he ordered yesterday's strikes on sites used by Iranian-backed militias
responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq.
The militia groups called for revenge, and today the military says U.S. forces in eastern Syria were attacked by multiple rockets. An American spokesman in Baghdad says there were no injuries and that troops fired on the rocket launching positions in self-defense. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office met today with lawyers from the Trump Organization to hear an 11th-hour pitch as to why prosecutors shouldn't go forward and ask a grand jury to bring charges. AP's Jim Mustaine reports there has been a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization's finances.
There's even been speculation that Trump himself might face charges as prosecutors examined whether the Trump Org lied about the value of real estate holdings.
Such final exchanges are considered formalities, suggesting the grand jury is near a vote. This is AP News. There's severe flooding in the Detroit area. Mayor Mike Dugan says it's not over.
We have seen rain projected in the coming days, and we're committed to making sure that Michiganders will have the peace of mind to know that the help that they need will be available to them.
Up to 8 inches of rain from Friday night through Saturday morning flooded parts of the city, and sections of Interstate 94 are still closed by high water. A power failure early Saturday knocked out pumps crucial to keeping water and sewage out of thousands of homes in the area. The late John Facenda has won the Pro Football Hall of Fame's 2021 Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award. Facenda was the voice of NFL films.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
John Facenda, known in the 1970s and 80s as the voice of God, died in 1984. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.